Hi, I'm James Tim Mitchell, Certified Angel Card Reader, and I want to thank you for your interest in an Angelic Insight reading. I was inspired by my angels to create this reading, as well as the other readings you'll find detailed on my Angel Card Reading service page, and then I was guided to create this demonstration as a way to give you an experience of this particular reading. This audio version was created for those who would be interested in having a reading either by email or by phone. In it, I'll be explaining the dynamics of the layout we'll be using. I'll be introducing the deck that I'll be using for the reading, as well as the question that's going to be explored. And then I'll be moving through each individual card in the reading and then summing them up as a whole. So again, thank you for your interest in the Angelic Insight reading. And so now let's get to the question and the deck. So the question being posed comes from a male seeker. And he's asking about the present nature of his relationship with his angels. And the secondary question is, what can he do to improve the connection with them? Given the nature of the question, the deck I'm using for this reading is going to be the Daily Guidance from Your Angels Oracle Cards. I was led to use this deck because I think it's great for daily use. And the question to me is rooted in the sense of working on deepening the connection with his angels on a regular basis. And for me, every relationship, no matter what the context of the relationship is, it requires time and energy and work daily. The deck has been created by Doreen Virtue. The artwork is by various artists, and it is published by Hay House. So after praying over the cards and invoking the angels, I shuffled the deck, focusing on the question. I then cut the deck and fanned out the cards, and I pulled three. For the context of this reading, the first card will represent the situation as it currently is. The second card will represent any insight and guidance from the angels, or a possible action step the seeker could take to improve the connection, because that was a secondary aspect of the question. And the third card will round things out with a probable outcome related to the situation. So I have all three cards in front of me face down, and I'm going to start by turning over the first card, because I read them one card at a time. So turning over the first card, we have There's Nothing to Worry About. The title of the card is enough to answer the question, in my opinion. But because I'm drawn to the image, I'm looking at the image now, and I see the angel on the card has a dove in hand, and for me, the dove symbolizes peace. So a message from this imagery for the seeker would be that his angels want him to have peace of mind about their relationship and his connection to them. And now I'm seeing that there is a rainbow behind the dove. And so the rainbow is a symbol for the angels to me. And it is personal to me because when I first came in contact with my angels, which was through a dream, in the dream they appeared as shafts of light and each one was a different color. So when I see a rainbow, I think of the full spectrum of the angels. And so now given that the rainbow is behind the dove, I'm seeing this as a message for, again, the peace of mind that his angels want him to have in terms of their relationship and the connection, but also the added message that his angels are always around him. And then I notice that the backdrop of the card has a universe on it. And so the idea here is that I'm getting the phrase in my head that the relationship is out of this world. So again, that it's demonstrating a larger-than-life quality to the relationship. I'm also seeing that the universe can be a symbol of expansion, you know, something that has a larger focus. So I'm seeing that, like, it will increase in focus or the relationship will expand over time. And so now my eyes are dropping down to the text, so I'm looking at the words on the card. And the words that stand out for me are, this situation is under the perfect control of divine providence and universal order. So in that phrasing, I'm looking at the word perfect and divine. So again, the message here is that there's nothing for the seeker to worry about because everything is in perfect and divine order. So based on this card, I'm thinking that this reading is really off to a great start. So now I'm turning to the second card, and I'm turning it over. And the card we have here is relationship. So what I love about this card is that the word relationship, the title of the card, is actually a word that is in the seeker's question. So again, it's just a nice validation between the two cards. And as I look at the image, I'm noticing the unicorn. The unicorn on the card is the first thing that stands out. And for me, the unicorn represents magic. So the message here is that the angels want him to know that the relationship they share has a magical quality to it. And I'm also seeing this as for the seeker to be paying attention to things like signs and messages and synchronicities, because that for me has a magical quality in it. In my own personal relationship with the angels, a lot of the time, the way they communicate to me and connect to me is through little signs and synchronicities. So since I'm seeing that, I want to offer that to the seeker, that for him to be paying attention to those kinds of things, because that is going to be proof of the strength of his connection with his angels. And as I look at the image again, there is an angel riding on the unicorn, and both the unicorn and the angel are facing the direction of the previous card. There's nothing to worry about. And for me, that is just reinforcing the messages that I mentioned in relation to that card. Now, dropping down to the text, I notice the words bloom and prosper, which are the last three words on the card. And for me, that is a signal or a sign or a message to the seeker from his angels that the relationship and the connection they share are both going to continue to grow and develop. And now, taking a look at the two cards as a whole, I'm noticing that they share a word, and that word is safe. It appears on both cards. On There's Nothing to Worry About, the angels say that you are safe. That is for the seeker. And on the relationship card, it says, as you feel safe and loved within. So there is a safety, there is a watching over, there is a protection aspect to that word in relation to the question to the seeker about the relationship with his angels. I'm feeling like the angels want to stress, since that word is repeated, they want to stress to him that he is watched over, he's protected, he's safe. And that may be as a result that the question may be asked from a place of worry and concern. And so going back to the idea here that there's nothing to worry about, you know, they want to reassure the seeker in a number of ways. So I'm seeing that as the message here with that. And as I look at that first card, there's nothing to worry about again, I'm looking at the angel. And the angel now, to me, looks like Archangel Michael, who is the chief angel of protection, the chief guardian angel. And the angel on the card has a sword in its sheath, and it is around his waist. And Archangel Michael is known for carrying a sword of light, and so that makes me think of Archangel Michael. The symbol of the angel can also be an indication of the presence, going with the full spectrum of the angels with the rainbow, that it's also showing his guardian angels are around him. And our guardian angels are actually the angels that are closest to him. While Archangel Michael is big energy and can be called on at any moment in time, his guardian angels are always around him. So he can rely on both Archangel Michael as well as his guardian angels. So I'm getting the sense that both Archangel Michael and the seeker's guardian angels want him to know that when he's in spaces, that's playing off the outer space backdrop and there's nothing to worry about, when he's not feeling safe, that again, he can call on them for protection. So now moving on to the final card, I'm going to turn it over, and I find that we have time to go. So looking at the image first, the words zipping along quite nicely are popping into my head, which I'm taking to mean that the relationship with the seeker's angels is definitely going to progress, because this being the last card, it's showing a progression. Remember, this is the card that represents a probable outcome. So here we have an outcome that shows progression and movement. And I'm dropping down to the text, and I'm noticing the very last line on the card, which reads, "And we are with you through each phase and cycle." So phases and cycles, for me, indicate time, and that's a word that's on the title of the card. So there's something about, with each card, something about the title of the card, how it relates to the question being posed. And so phases and cycles, for me, says that all relationships go through phases and cycles over time, and that this will be the same in this particular case. It also makes me feel like the implication here is that the Seeger will be relating and connecting with his angels for some time to come. And that pun is intended. And then I notice that the angel is racing toward the relationship card as if to reinforce that card, much like the relationship card was facing there's nothing to worry about and reinforcing that card. So here we have a pattern that each card that comes after there's nothing to worry about somehow brings it back to that particular card. And so I mentioned the movement, and so I'm looking again at the relationship card in Time to Go, noticing that there is a pattern with the movement. And so the unicorn on the relationship card is moving at a steady pace, you know, a natural pace. So for me, that represents a natural, steady progression. But the angel on Time to Go is moving with such speed that it shows to me, like, in time, the connection that the seeker is concerned about will pick up speed as time goes on. So in summing up, the seeker's angels want him to know that there's nothing for him to worry about regarding his relationship with them, and that they want him to have the message because they want to give him peace of mind. The relationship and his connection with his angels is progressing quite nicely. It's moving at a natural, steady pace, as I said before. And that his angels want him to notice the signs and synchronicities that come his way, which will be recognition of the magic that they're working in the relationship and the magical quality of the relationship and the connection. And in time, he'll continue to see that connection grow and develop and gain momentum. And as a final note, Archangel Michael and his guardian angels want him to remember to call on them to protect him when he's not feeling safe. And that is a message not just for the seeker, but for all of us. Whenever we're feeling in spaces where we're not feeling safe, for whatever the reason, we can call on Archangel Michael and our guardian angels to protect us and keep us safe. Because the angels, regardless of who the angel is that we're talking about, all angels want us to feel safe and loved. And so with that, I'll be bringing this reading to a close. I hope you found this audio demonstration of the angelic insight reading of interest. I hope you found it helpful. I hope you found it enlightening. And if this has interested you in considering a reading for yourself at some point in the future, I look forward to hearing from you. You can contact me through my website using a contact form, or you can email me at james@jameshim.com. And I look forward to serving you in the future. And until then, this is James Hym Mitchell signing off. I'm wishing you love, light, and angel blessings. Take care.